Weekends are for the warriors.
Welcome back to the program. Well, did you have a mishap on New Year's Day? Maybe taking the decorations down from the tree? Doctors are seeing a lot of injuries related to holiday decorating, taking down all of your festive garlands. Too many falls from ladders and chairs can happen at this time of year. On the line with advice about how to avoid those types of mishaps and looking ahead to the Big Gate River Run, we welcome to the program Dr. Edward Young, a specialist with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Young, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So are you seeing a lot of these types of injuries right now as the holidays wrap up and people start putting away the tree and all of that type of stuff?
We sure do. It's always a busy time of year, and everyone's schedules are always quite compressed, and a little extra time that would be required to make it a little safer is usually pushed by the wayside in efforts to get everything ready.
Right. Is falling off ladders the most common type of injury?
No, it's actually falling off the chair or the tabletop or the place where they should have been using a ladder. So it's the balancing act that people try to get by with instead of getting that ladder set up.
And typically, do you treat the wrist, the knees? Where are people getting hurt?
Yeah, it varies kind of depending on the angles at which they impact. But I'd say probably most commonly it's the wrist. Secondary would be the ankles.
Lots of folks out there, weekend warriors, are already in training, not only to lose the weight they've perhaps gained over the holiday, but they're looking ahead to the Gate River Run this spring. What advice do you have for people who are out there running and getting in shape for that?
The biggest is spend a little bit more time on the stretching and the warm-ups. And then the second most important thing would be incremental increases. I think that unfortunately, there's a cumulative effect as folks really try to push forward in these next couple of months getting ready, and they don't give their body enough reparative time. In general, we want to see folks taking at least 2 days off a week interspersed throughout their running to allow the body, including the muscles, tendons, as well as, most importantly, the bones, to gain strength, basically enough strength to tolerate that repetitive pounding.
And you're with JOI. What other resources are available for those out there training for the Gate Run?
Websites are great. I'm actually going on the Gate website. They go into some training routines. And yeah, the other is just speaking to co-runners, people that have been through it before. There's a lot of great advice that they can give, especially if they've been more conservative in their approaches to it. We're actually giving a series of free seminars with a concert with First Place Sports, and Dr. Lancaster, my partner, will be giving one on January 12th on stress fractures and running shoe fit. And February 9th, Dr. Whitaker is going to be giving one on hip injuries, and then I'll be giving one on March 9th, and that'll be at the First Place Sports out in Jacks Beach on 3rd Street, and they start at 7 p.m.
And you can visit joionline.net for that. Now, you're not going to be running in the Gate River Run, correct? You're going up to Atlanta for a different event?
Yeah, I got kind of roped into one that my son's wanting to do. It's the Spartan Race. And there's actually a series that they do, and I'll try to avoid the more intense series, but I'm going to start with the Spartan Sprint.
The Spartan Sprint, huh?
Yeah,
how many miles is that?
It's about 3 miles, but it's a combined race. It's not all running. It's a combination. They have some water obstacles. They have calisthenics. They have a lot of cross-country type running as well as mud obstacles. It's it's quite a interesting event.
So you'll have to take your own advice to get ready for that, won't you?
Yeah, it's going to be it pushes me beyond my comfort zone right now.
But I guess that's what we all need at this time of year, just a little bit.
He's a little extra.
Yeah, he's Dr. Edward Young, specialist with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck at the Spartan Sprint.
Thank you so much.
Much more still ahead on the program. You're listening to First Coast Connect on 89.9.
This Weekend Warrior segment is brought to you by Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute.